This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 63 for Thursday, September 16th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were steady to higher Thursday morning, although trade is thin and choppy. Canola up 20 cents to $3, November up 50 cents at $880.30 per ton. Canada's drought-stricken crop remains supportive, with many in the industry anticipating actual production will end up below the already small 12.8 million tons forecast by Statistics Canada earlier this week. A steady tone in Chicago soybeans provided some spillover support, but soy oil is down in early activity. Canola also remains overpriced compared to other oilseeds, with soft crush margins keeping a lid on the upside. In the U.S., activity is mixed, soybeans holding near unchanged with the bias higher, and losses in corn and wheat. Soybeans up 2 cents in the November contract at $12.97 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of about 1.3 million tons were at the higher end of trade expectations, with the USDA also announcing an additional 132,000 tons of business to China this morning. Yesterday's solid U.S. crush data was also supportive, although early buying dried up and beans were trading mixed. Midwestern crop conditions remain relatively favorable, with seasonal harvest pressure just around the corner. Corn, it is posting small losses, the December contract down 3 cents at $5.30 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of only 246,000 tons were below the low end of trade estimates, and that pressured prices, with corn also thought to be due for a correction after yesterday's rally. The corn harvest is getting underway in the southern U.S., and that's adding to the soft tone, although early yield reports are mixed, and that's keeping some caution in the market. Wheat, it is down across the board, seeing a modest profit-taking correction after gains earlier this week. Minneapolis down 3 cents in the December contract at $9.01 per bushel. Kansas City down 2 cents in December at $7.13 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 3 cents in December at $7.09 per bushel. The losses came despite solid export demand, with weekly U.S. wheat export sales of just over 600,000 tons, the largest of the marketing year to date. Canada's smaller wheat crop and declining production estimates out of Europe also remained supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, September 16th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.